Obesity affects more than a third of American adults, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It also costs us. In 2008, medical care costs for obesity in the United States were about $147 billion.
Our next guest decided to publicly share his decision to change things for himself. At 536 pounds, he decided enough was enough. He's working with a nutritionist, a therapist, and a physical therapist to help lose weight and regain his health. And he's sharing his story day by day in his newspaper column and blog, kicked off with the piece headlined "One Man's Battle to Go from Fat to Fit." Daniel Finney joins us now to talk about his journey. He's the city columnist for the Des Moines Register. Daniel, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start at the turning point for you. You weighed, as I understand it, 563 pounds. You say you'd been obese for years. What made you decide you needed to change? What started this effort?
I think rock bottom for me was one day in February. I was out recording for some series of vignettes for a column I was going to write, and I happened to be at a hospital here in Des Moines, and the pain in my back, which I had injured in late December carrying in too many groceries, was so awful, and I had so little mobility that the public relations person for the hospital offered to get me a wheelchair. And I was just so humiliated and embarrassed that I was essentially too fat to do my job. And I took the elevator down to the ground floor and sat in the lobby. And after a while, I called my doctor right there in the lobby and began the process of recovery.
Now, as you say, you're embarrassed and you're humiliated. These are personal issues. So why did you decide to do this so publicly and share this journey with your readers?
I think that there are so many wonderful efforts to make people more comfortable with themselves in society now. You look at Bruce Jenner and this begins or continues a conversation about transgender people. We shouldn't be making fun of people and their life choices or who they are or what they are. But for fat people, it's still okay to make fun of fat people and to treat them with scorn. I've been made fun of. Children have called me fatty. I live on a busy street in Des Moines, and when I cross the street to go to the coffee shop, sometimes people will yell out at me. I have friends who will post on their Facebook page, you know, photos of obese people, you know on scooters going through drive-thru and say, you know, awful or mean things about the obese. And I guess it's not a revelation that I'm obese. You can look at me and that's obvious. I just wanted to tell the story of what it's like to live with that and to try to recover from that.
Now, you mentioned the stigma, people at random on the street yelling at you. Is that a motivating factor for you to lose weight, or does it just increase the depression, the anxiety that are part of the cause of excess weight in the first place?
Those are the kinds of things that since I've started doing this and writing about trying to lose weight and recover and work on mental health issues that tie into this. But those are the kinds of things where I realized what I had been doing for years is I've been hiding. I have not gone to events. I have not been in public as little as possible. And I'm an introvert, so I don't know that I would always be the guy who wanted to go to the party after work or, you know, every little event. But I know that there are things that I've begged off of, even like family events or smaller events with friends, because I just didn't feel comfortable enough as myself to be present. And, of course, I hated having my picture taken, and I hated seeing my own reflection in the mirror. And so they weren't motivating factors. They were just part of the I just wanted to duck and cover.
Well, now you're doing this publicly online. I mean, real-life comments can be bad enough. Internet comments can be even more horrible. But it seems like you've gotten a fair amount of supportive and positive response since you started writing this.
It is perhaps the most spectacular result of this project that I haven't received a single scold, a single fat joke, a single name-calling. It has been hundreds upon hundreds of emails and, you know, several dozen phone calls from complete strangers cheering, saying they're cheering for me or talking about their own experience or the experiences of their family members. And it is very, it's beautiful because the internet is filled with savage commentary that's often bitter and vile and cruel. And I was girded for that. I expected that would be part of the response, but it hasn't happened. Not once in 2 months or about that writing about this. And it's a little bit baffling to me, but it's very encouraging because I work in news, and you work in news, and you know how people can be shielded behind their computers and their anonymity, and you know the kinds of behavior that goes on online. It's very savage, and that just hasn't happened here. It's been a very supportive, very earnest, very open environment. The only drawbacks that I saw, and these are very minor, is that occasionally people will try to sell their magic bean, so to speak, the supplement or the program that they think that will, you know, speed along the process, or maybe someone will push very hard for a surgical option or another path for me to take, but not in a particularly negative way. Just they're trying to help. So and that's like I said, that's been beautiful.
Talking to Daniel Finney with the Des Moines Register about his public effort to lose weight, starting at 563 pounds and working his way down. Daniel, can you sum up what are the efforts? What's the plan of attack been so far?
It's three parts. First, I'm working with a physician, my regular doctor. I'm a type 2 diabetic, so I'm keeping an eye on sugars and carbohydrates and all of that until that. I'm working with a physical therapist to improve first to mediate the pain in my back from an injury that I suffered in December, carrying in too many groceries at one time. And then I'm working with my longtime mental health counselor to address the depression and anxiety that become the triggers for overeating. More specifically, what I do every day is I use a application for my smartphone called MyFitnessPal, which is free, and I use it to track my exercise, and I use it to track everything that I eat. And with the help of a nutritionist that I meet with periodically, we set goals for calories, we set goals for kinds of foods to eat, and, you know, I'm learning a lot about, you know, which vegetables have, you know, the right kinds of minerals and mixes that I need to stay healthy, and I'm trying to move more, walking, and, you know, exercise. I'm looking forward to the pools opening so that I can do some exercises in the pool that will be high resistance but low impact, get some core strength built up. You know, what I would say to this is I'm very lucky to have insurance, and I'm very fortunate to be able to sort of assemble a team, you know, of a doctor, a physical therapist, a nutritionist, and get to them regularly and see all these things because, you know, there are a lot of people without that access, and that makes the process that much harder.
And Daniel, before we let you go, you write that you kind of want instant gratification. You want to see big results, but are you able to celebrate the small victories along the way?
Well, I mean, the first month that I did this, I lost 20 pounds, which is a big victory.
Yeah.
But it's an everyday struggle. So some days I eat more calories than I'd like, or you know, I'm not able to move as much as I want in exercise. And some days I get very sore because my body is not used to being at work, so to speak, in terms of exercise and movement. And I get frustrated by that. But I work very hard. For example, earlier in the interview we talked about, you know, rock bottom. I work very hard to notice things like I was out reporting a column earlier this week, and I had to climb a flight of stairs and go down a long hallway, which if I had had to do the same thing 3 months ago, I would have been in the fugue sweats and breathless by the time that I got to my destination. But I was able to do that with relative ease.
We'll leave it there. Daniel, thank you so much and good luck to you.
Thank you.
That was Daniel Finney, city columnist for the Des Moines Register, with us to talk about his public journey to lose weight, get healthier. You can find a link to keep track of his progress at the Central Time Facebook page.